Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Are they still all over that Tavares Floyd? Ah! Gang, it's 2024. I don't know why they're upset. If the man identifies as a lawyer, then by God, he's a lawyer. He identifies as a business owner, then he's a business owner. Stop harassing him. Seriously. Just craziness, don't you think? My friend Wendy Oman over at Jake's Place is making a birthday cake for WRVA. You want to talk about an amazing lady. I love Wendy. You know that. I love Wendy and love John and the whole gang. But we were chatting, and Wendy brought up to me, she says, you know, it's the 99th birthday of WRVA. And I said, oh, yeah, it is. So I'm going to make a birthday cake. I said, well, that's sweet. So I'm going to pop by. I told her I would. I got stuff coming up on Saturday. I am a celebrity chili judge for the Nest Academy. Great organization, by the way. Great. The work that they do is incredible. So I got to be there to sample copious amounts of chili and render a professional decision at around 1 o'clock. So I told Wendy I would pop over to Jake's Place while she's serving up the birthday cake, the WRVA birthday cake. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll be there at 11:30. And she said, well, why not 11:40? And I said, well, there you go. So, I mean, if you're in the neighborhood, you want a free piece of birthday cake, you can pop over to Jake's Place and get that. This Saturday is November the 2nd. That's the 99th birthday of WRVA. I think that's pretty cool. I really, really do. I think that's pretty cool stuff. All right. Let me get to... I have so many. I just don't know. Well, all right. Let me... How about cut number two? This is another CNN snippet, and it's Jake Tippity Tapper, man. He is a useful tool, isn't he? Cut number two.
You are running to be vice president of the United States. Of course. And there is a 50-50 chance, maybe better, I don't know, that you're going to succeed. Are you running to be vice president of the United States, or are you running to be vice president of the red states? Because if you win, and there's a decent chance you will... You're going to be vice president of childless cat ladies. You're going to be vice president of legal Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio. You're going to be their vice president, too. Are you running to do that?
Jake, of course I'm running to be the vice president of all Americans. I'm running because I want people to be able to afford a good life in this country. You know how I grew up. You know that I grew up in a family where things were often tough. I want, whether you're in a blue state or a red state, whether you're going to vote for Trump or you're going to vote for Harris, I want you to be able to have a good life in this country. But what's not going to happen with the broken leadership in Washington, D.C. Let me give you a statistic, Jake, because here is what the leadership of people like Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and, yes, Mike Pence over 30 years in this country has led to. A person with a bachelor's degree lives 7 years longer than a person without a bachelor's degree. There are a lot of people who have gotten rich and powerful off of American decline. Some of them have had R's next to their name. Some of them have had D's next to their name. And the first person who I believe is really putting the interests of the American people first is Donald J. Trump. So, yes, we're going to be the president and the vice president for all people. The only way to do that is to reject the failed consensus.
Yeah, spot on. Now, I had one caveat. If I were J.D. Vance, and I do love J.D. Vance, I'm telling you, I just think the world of this guy, I would have turned him and said, Jake, I am running to be vice president for all of the childless cat ladies. I'm running to be vice president for all Americans, except for you, because you are just bugging me these days, Jake, and everybody but you. See if Tapper even cracks a smile. I don't think the man has a sense of humor, and that scares me. When people do not have a sense of humor, that reveals something about them that just is not even close to good. You know who Jonathan Carl is, do you not? Jonathan Carl is one of the hackiest of the left-wing hacks, a legacy news media dinosaur. He's over at ABC. And he is in full meltdown mode about the election. Well, if Donald Trump wins, we're all going to be transported up to the mothership. It's all over. It's yeah. Okay. All right. Now, take a deep breath there, Jonathan. Don't hyperventilate. I don't want to have to go get that plain brown paper bag and have you breathe in and out of it. But I want you to take a listen to Jonathan Carl and just hear how hysterical the hysterical left has gotten. Cut number 7.
Good morning. Welcome to This Week. For most of us, Election Day is already here. Virtually all of us live in places where you don't have to wait till November 5th to cast your ballot. More than 40 million Americans have already voted. This morning, we're going to talk about where the race stands, who's up in the polls, who's down, the tactics the candidates are using to convince undecided voters and to get their supporters to turn out. But this isn't a sporting event. This is about much more than tactics or polls. If there is one thing both sides agree on, it's that America is making a choice that will say a great deal about what kind of a nation we are and what kind of a nation we may become. 4 years ago, Donald Trump became the first president in American history to refuse to accept the results of a presidential election and to do everything in his power to try to overturn the will of the people. It was an effort that continued even after he left the White House. This time, Trump once again seems to be making it clear he won't accept the results if he loses. But he might not have to. Donald Trump has a very good chance of winning this election. He might even be, at this moment, the front runner. This even after his former chief of staff issued a stark warning this week that Trump wants to rule as a dictator, that he meets the textbook definition of a fascist. Once again, this is not a normal campaign.
Are you done? Are you done? Can I get you a tissue to wipe your tears? Seriously, son, why don't you sit down and just slow in and out. Big cleansing breaths. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, Jonathan Carl, but you're freaking nuts. You really are. You're just bat crap flipping crazy. You're nuts. You're just nuts. Here's how people are voting.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And why people are voting. They shop at the grocery store. Now, that's something you're not burdened with anymore because you are part of the uber-wealthy leftists. I guarantee that Jonathan Carl has not seen the inside of a supermarket in years. I can guarantee you that Jonathan Carl has a driver. And that means that he doesn't fill up his car with gasoline. But the rest of us go to the supermarket on a regular basis. The rest of us fill up our cars or our trucks with fuel. And we see every single day the destruction that Kamala Harris and her team have unleashed on us. Now, you couple that with the fact that we know how the leftists feel. I don't want you to ever labor under the delusion that the leftists like you. The leftists hate you. The leftists hate me. Now, here's the difference between you and me. I don't care. I can tell you that legitimately, as I am sitting here, I honest to goodness, do not care. I have looked at the world and said, well, here's what I want to do, and here's how I want to do it, and here's what we're going to do, and here's what we're not going to do. And that's how I get along in life. I don't care that they hate me. you might still be concerned about that. You're going to have to learn to deal with it. And the best way that you can deal with it right now is to go out and make sure that you vote for somebody who actually does like you. Donald Trump legitimately likes the American people. Donald Trump legitimately loves America and the opportunity that it represents and the American people. Donald Trump is a lot of things, and some of them are not necessarily attractive, right? But here's what I can tell you. Donald Trump is not Hitler. His supporters are not Nazis. His supporters are a lot like you and a lot like me. Go to the grocery store. Go to the Wawa. Donald Trump wants our kids, our grandkids, to have the same opportunities that he did. Last thing that Donald Trump needs is to be president of the United States. I think it's more a pain in the rear end than anything else. But he's doing it, again, in my opinion, for all the right reasons. I have no qualms whatsoever about voting for Donald Trump. And if necessary, I will get an extra box of tissues for Jonathan Carl as he weeps silently in the corner. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.